With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States is sending an additional $1.5 billion in aid to Ukraine. This according to Kamala Harris, who made the announcement at the Summit for Peace in Switzerland today. Of that money, $500 million will go towards repairing and protecting energy infrastructure. Additional aid will go towards assisting Ukrainian law enforcement and border security. The House GOP approves a huge defense spending bill, setting the stage for a showdown with Democrats in the Senate. Bernie Bennett reports.
The chamber cleared the $883.7 billion measure, known as the National Defense Authorization Act, in a largely party-line vote of 217 to 199. Six Democrats voted in favor of the measure, with three Republicans opposing it. The House bill is all but certain to languish in the Senate, where Democrats, who hold a majority, abhor many of the amendments Republicans added, including those pertaining to abortion, transgender rights, and diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Top Republicans nonetheless touted their bill as a strong measure that will back U.S. troops, empower the National Guard to crack down on the southern border, and provide American forces with innovative technologies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump's campaigning in Michigan with two different rallies. Former president also celebrated his 78th birthday yesterday. Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if Hezbollah goes to war, Israel will have to respond immediately to save itself from a barrage of deadly rocket strikes.
People can't walk around the streets in these abandoned cities. Hezbollah will pick you off. They're that accurate. And our air bases will be targeted, our oil refineries, Dimona, everything will be targeted. We are not going to be able to wait an hour, much less weeks.
Dr. Oren was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, eight Israeli soldiers have been killed in an explosion in Gaza. This is SRN News. Star Wars embraces transgenderism, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The new spin-off series streaming on Disney Plus called The Acolyte will feature a transgender character. The storyline will also include two married women who somehow conceive children. Showrunner Leslie Headland is a lesbian who said in an interview published on X that she has always dreamed of bringing LGBT characters into the Star Wars universe. She also says if anybody doesn't like her series, then they aren't real fans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court says eight books dealing with subjects including transgenderism must be returned to library shelves in a Texas county that removed them. The ruling by a divided appellate panel in New Orleans is a partial victory for seven leftists who sued numerous officials after 17 books were removed. Parents groups have been challenging such books over their content. This is SRN News. Well, it's not what British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak wanted to hear.
The country's economy failed to grow in April. It's a blow to Mr. Sunak, who has made the return of growth a central pillar of the Conservative Party's election campaign. The UK's Office for National Statistics says wet weather dampened consumer spending and construction during the month. The flat monthly reading came after a 0.6% increase during the first quarter of the year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Sunak pledged to cut taxes and reduce illegal immigration in the Conservative Party's manifesto for government if reelected on July 4th. Labour's due to publish its manifesto Thursday. Crowds cheered as Britain's Princess Kate made her first public appearance since providing an update on her cancer treatment. She was seen arriving by carriage to attend Saturday's Trooping the Colour parade to mark King Charles' birthday. More details at srnnews.com.